A labor union nonprofit group is expanding a pipeline training center in Fairbanks. Alaska Works, a partnership of unions like the Teamsters and Pipefitters and the oil industry, formed a decade ago to train workers for the North Slope. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the group, which has trained more than 700 workers, had been operating on borrowed real estate until this fall.
Government, union, and oil industry officials gathered to dedicate the new site of the Alaska Works Partnership Fairbanks Pipeline Training Center. The 50-plus acre lot in South Fairbanks was recently donated to the group by the North Star Borough. Officials looked on as over 100 students graduated from the latest two-week training session held at the new site. Alaska Works Superintendent Danny Parrish says the sprawling outdoor operation offers North Slope pipeline-specific heavy equipment, construction, welding, and safety training not available anywhere else.
It is unique to pipelining where all crafts work basically together, where if you have an apprenticeship school for some trades that's specific to that trade, they get good instruction on certain things, but they never get the opportunity really to work with each other and learn how the other crafts work. And so here on this site, they all get to work together.
Parrish points to the worksite-like operation where students actually build small-scale pipelines. The training center employs 25 former North Slope workers as instructors and benefits from donations of heavy equipment, tools, materials, and fuel from the construction and oil industry. Jim Leidy with the Pipefitters Union in Fairbanks says most students who take advantage of the free training get jobs after graduation.
Over the last, at least the last 3 years, we tracked that. Everybody that went through had an opportunity to go on the North Slope. Most did. And a lot of these same craft people that go to work on this North Slope job in the first quarter of the year are on projects for, you know, in the Alyeska system in the summer months. And so the skills that they get are directly transferable to other projects.
A major focus of the Alaska Works program is training rural Alaskans for pipeline jobs. The group holds screening sessions in villages to select students who then travel to Fairbanks to attend training. Superintendent Danny Parrish says the experience can be transformative.
They'd actually become members of an elite group of people that, you know, they can be proud. They want to go to work. They're happy to go to work. Everyone knows each other. It's not like you get thrown out there and you don't know anybody, and it's a strange new world, you know. We got a lot of guys that just have turned out really well, and they're just, you know, it's like they come out of their shell, you know. It's really a good deal.
Parrish says the Pipeline Training Center works with a range of skill levels, from young kids just breaking into the trades to journeymen wanting to upgrade their skills. Some students log regular stints at the center as part of multi-year union apprenticeship programs. Alaska Works has plans to grow the outdoor facility with classroom, shop, and dorm buildings in the near future. Parrish anticipates continued demand at the training center due to a shortage of skilled workers in Alaska and a range of upcoming pipeline projects, including future construction of a North Slope natural gas line. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.